Okay, for those of you who don't know what you're about to listen to, let me explain. We're Radio Pi. Every week, well, most weeks, a bunch of radio producers from all over the country go out and tape record people and their stories. We try to stick to one topic. Ann in Austin has this week's topic.
Hello, checking. It's April 23rd, and I'm at the airport, and I'm about to ask people about their favorite or worst family vacation.
Road trips were always to family places. We would do things like go to cemeteries in Guilford County or farms that used to be so-and-so's old home place, and it gave you a real sense of roots and sort of where you came from.
I'm Puree Tomatoes. Well, I used to be like a huge drug addict, and I used to not talk to my mom ever for years. I hadn't even seen her, and then when I would see her, it would just be like for a second I would see her and she would be crying and shit. And you know, I got off of drugs, at least besides alcohol, and finally I was like, okay, let's I was gonna hang out with my mom, so we decided to go camping.
You're sitting with Susan Crow, that's me, in Johnson City, Tennessee. We did go to Canada once. I had really bad hair in like 7th grade. It was poofy. And there was some fast food restaurant, I think called St. Hubert's. It was a chicken place. And it had a chicken with that little thing on its head. A comb. It was a comb on its head. So my family decided that my hair looked like St. Hubert. And they called me St. Hubert for the rest of the trip.
Oh, another thing about my mom, she's really, 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 really quirky, and she only eats raw food. She's been doing it for like a few years, and I decided I was going to eat only raw food with her, right? So anyways, we go camping, and not only does she only eat raw food, she eats very, very little of it. She refused to like bring enough food, and I was just hungry for 3 days.
Hi. I have a question. I'm doing a radio show where I'm asking people to tell me about their favorite family vacation. I'm wondering if you would mind.
My name is Cool Mac. That's what they call me. I just remember little stuff I did when I was little, like riding a train with my family, coming here to Texas to visit my grandma and them, you know, going to Disneyland and stuff like that when I was little. So me and my sister and them, so that was pretty fun. A lot of sightseeing, you know what I mean, like looking at a lot of mountains and stuff like that. That was pretty fun. That was pretty cool.
We were on the Kangamangas Highway, and we were camping in one of the areas that you camp in. We set up our tent, and as we were sleeping, our air mattress deflated. So we had no sleep. And then we found bear poop real close to our tent. So there was like a bear in the area. So, and then we decided to climb Mount Washington and with no sleep.
We made it to Tuckerman's Ravine and went back down. We were dead.
Yeah, we didn't even make it to the top. We were too exhausted.
So anyways, I was driving the rental car, and we came back into L.A., and this is just the funniest, one of the funniest things that ever happened between me and my mom. We were, like, driving through L.A., and I was driving the rental car, and I saw this panaderia, which is like a bread store, like a Salvadoranian bread store, and I was so fucking hungry. I stopped the car, and I didn't ask her. I didn't tell her what I was doing. I just stopped the car. And I just put the hazard lights on and ran in and got a bolillo, which is like kind of like French bread or something. It's just the plainest, most bland. It's like monk food, you know, to just eat it plain. It's monk food.
Kenny was pretty big then. He's our son. And Catherine was, she was not real small. And we looked like a family of hamsters crammed into a fruit jar because this, and we had the dog with us too. And it was really, and we had all this crap for camping because we had a big tent and we'd camped in Santa Fe for about a week.
And I got back in the car with the bolillo and I was eating it ravenously and she was so disgusted. It was like the most disgusting thing she had ever seen. She was totally repulsed. She was like, I can't believe you tomatoes. How could you eat bread that's been cooked? You know, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. My mom is nuts.
You've been listening to Radio Pi, podcasting 24 hours a day on the web at radiopi.org.